It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Tomorrow is the first day of September, and it's First Thursday, when Seattle celebrates art with galleries open late, museums offering free admission. And this month, Strangers art critic Jen Graves wants you to know about the photographer Dean Wong. For the past four decades, Wong has been taking photos of Chinatowns across the United States. Jen saw some of Dean's photos of Seattle's Chinatown, and they stuck with her. So she got in touch with Dean to see if he would show her Chinatown through his eyes. She wasn't expecting his first response.
Why should I?
Who are you? Fair question.
I love that.
Why should he?
It was great. And I was like, well, fair question. And so I wrote, you know, what I hoped was a convincing explanation of why I was interested in his work. So.
Why does he so want to document Chinatown?
He takes these photographs and people say to him, oh, those are beautiful. When are you going back to Asia to photograph that again? People don't seem to know what USA Chinatowns really look like. They don't seem to really look at them closely, don't even seem to recognize their own city's Chinatowns. But in addition to that, you know, there's been tons of news about the decline of Chinatowns in the last few years. And so I think he's really, really involved and invested in saying this place exists, this place persists.
Dean Wong was best friends with Donnie Chin,
yes,
who died not long ago, a community leader, a sort of first responder mm-hmm. of that neighborhood. What, how has that connection affected Dean's work?
Well, everybody knows about Donnie, but not that many people know about Dean, and I think outside the ID. And I think, you know, if Donnie was the protector, Dean is the portraitist. And if you look, you used to ask Donnie when you wanted to know something about the history. And I think 25 years from now, when you want to know something about the history, you're going to look at Dean's photographs. So I think, you know, it's difficult for me to speculate on how Donnie's death affects Dean's work. But I would say there's a sense of urgency there, you know, for him. And I think for me, it was interesting just to note that, like, he's this other pillar in that community, Dean is.
What's a favorite Dean Wong photograph of yours?
You know, I like when he captures multiple generations. There's one that I think about particularly where he's got a young man in the foreground who's holding this like really loud, bright parade costume over his head, sort of proclaiming his identity, his Chinese pride. And then you've got the older guy in the background who you barely see at first. You don't notice him at all. And then you see him and he's just looking right past that younger man and looking right past this display of identity. He's like, I'm past it. I need to go. It's like a Tuesday. I have to get my shoes fixed. I have to, you know, he's like living this very daily routine life. And so Dean is getting at both this kind of public display of Chinatown and also the sort of private identities and private lives that are happening all the time in Chinatowns.
What is Dean Wong's work teach us about Seattle's Chinatown?
I think Dean's work teaches us to look at Seattle's Chinatown, period. I mean, I think there's a sense of there's a decent amount of like sort of passing tourism in Chinatown where you sort of kind of go through there maybe, or you go to your favorite places there only. And Dean's work really cements the idea that it is a place that is full of stuff you haven't seen, even if you've been there many times. And I certainly got that feeling going through there with him. I was like, wow, this neighborhood has got so much more in every square inch than I was noticing at all. And I go there all the time. So, you know, I really think that what his work shows is just Seattle's Chinatown is very, very much alive, very detailed, very complex, and very much worth looking again at.
Jen Graves is the art critic for The Stranger. You can see Dean Wong's photographs at Jack Straw Cultural Center in the University District, but only if you hurry because the show closes on Friday. Dean Wong's book of photographs is called Seeing the Light, Four Decades in Chinatown.